Good luck to everyone. I hope you had a very mindful Shabbos. The Shir is going to focus on a Gemara that we saw last week in the Daf HaYomi, which is found here on page number 2, namely the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, continuing on Nun Hamed Aleph. The Gemara articulates the famous halacha. The Gemara says on the top of page number 2 in the right hand corner, Kol mi she'efshar limchos l'anshei beisa v'lo micha, nitfas l'anshei beisa. The Gemara tells us that if someone is in a position to be moche, to protest, when he sees something which is inappropriate, behavior that's without foundation, assuming that he has the ability to influence the members of his household and does not do so, so Rashi comments that Chas v'Shalom nenash alaver shebiyodo. He's going to be punished because he was in a position to prevent it from happening. He had sufficient influence. He did not do so. And therefore, he's going to be tagged for that. The Gemara goes on to say that if a person sees something in his city which is, again, inappropriate and does not protest, nitfas al she'anshe iro. If a person is in a position of tremendous power where he can influence an entire world, b'chol ha'olam kulo, nitfas al kol ha'olam kulo. And then the Gemara went on to discuss, on the bottom of the Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara spoke about the Resh Galusa, who of course the exilarch in Babel, who wielded tremendous power, and at one point Shmuel was taken to task on top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph for not responding to the plea of a woman, and Shmuel indicated that he's powerless, but the Resh Galusa is the one who's in a position of power, and therefore he'll be taken to task. What's fascinating, by way of the Ha'ara, is that the Gemara quotes Sukkim in Tanakh, a number of different Sukkim in Tanakh, to illustrate this point. The Gemara quotes Sukkim in Yirmiyahu, in Yechezkel, and then there's a well-known Gemara, where the Gemara discusses a principle which can be undone by someone not being Moche. Namely, the din is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys a Haftacha L'Tov, he promises good things, that Haftacha can never be rescinded, can never be undone. However, there's one exception, the Gemara says, to the rule. And that exception is, if someone is in a position to be Moche and was not Moche, then Chas v'Shalom, that Haftacha can be undone and can even affect Rachman Litzlan Tzadikim, righteous people. And more or less, that's the precy of the Gemara that I'm going to be discussing. Of course, this issue relates back to page number 1, and page number 1, which is in this week's Parsha of Kedoshim, a series of psukim, which Kemat all Rishonim assume is one retzef, one continuum. The Torah says, if you look at the upper part of page 1, Lo sisna asachicha b'vavecha, and the Gemara comments, V'sina shebalei v'akosu medaber, so one should not harbor any kind of sinah for another Jew. If one has chas v'shalom, such a feeling of antipathy, it should be expressed, it should be articulated. And this way one will not be involved in any kind of chet. We'll see exactly what that chet is. And the Torah goes on. Chas v'shalom, one should not be no kain, one should not be no tear. And of course the obvious ultimate conclusion, which of course is the overarching principle of our Akiva, the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So look at the Ramban directly below. So the Ramban expresses this continuum, this retzef, in a very beautiful kind of way. The Ramban writes in the underlined section, first the Torah begins with those who, Chas v'Shalom, harbor sinner for another Jew. The Omar Hochiach Tochiach Hesam Bisecha Mitzvah Acheret L'Lando Tochachat Musar. Lotisa of Chet, Ramban explains, if you don't give tochacha, then there'll be a chet. And he quotes a very famous Targum Unkelus, that Unkelus translates this pasuk, Lotisa of Chet, Lotikabel al Dilei Chova. Namely, Shalotikabel ata omesh v'chet shalom. Chas v'sholom, you will be punished If you don't give tochacha, then you're in a position to do so, and therefore it will be on you. And then the Torah says that you should love the ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And the Ramban goes on to explain the language of tochacha. He gives you a number of examples. For example, v'ochiach avram es avimelech alazot be'amayim asher gozlu avde avimelech. So one should, in effect, address any antipathy, whatever feelings exist between A and B, between Reuben and Shimon, they should be articulated openly, unabashedly, and you should tell him, as the Ramban explains, Tochichenu madu akach ha'asifa imadi v'lo tisa l'avchet l'chaso sina b'libecha v'lo tagindo. By virtue of your giving him tochacha, either he'll apologize or you'll come to some sort of rapprochement, some sort of an agreement between the two of you, and the matter will be resolved. And the Ramban goes on to say, of course, what should not be no king, what should not be no ter, chas v'shalom, but rather, ultimately, this entire process, the whole tahlich should lead to the ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The Ramban has a very beautiful and famous understanding why the Torah says the ahavta l'reacha as opposed to the ahavta esreacha, similar to what we find in the context of Avat Hashem, the Avat Es Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban basically explains that Avat Hashem is an absolute notion. There has to be an absolute sense of Avat Klapei Hashem Yisbarach, without any hisagiyot, no qualifications whatsoever. But when it comes to my relationship with my fellow Jew, it's not possible to love someone more than I love myself. But minimally, the Ramban explains that that Avat should express itself the what I would like the other person, the way I would like to be treated, that's how I should treat him. And the Rambam also writes like this in Mishnah Torah very clearly. So both the Ramban and Rambam are in agreement. Whatever good I would like to see for myself, that's the good that I should like to see for my fellow Jew. And the Ramban uses as the classic example the Ava between Yonatan and David HaMelech. He Avad Nafsho, that he loved him Avad Nefesh. Why? Because he succeeded in completely exorcising and removing any element of kinah. There was no kinah, no jealousy whatsoever. So this is obviously the source for, seemingly, the Gemara in Shabbos that we began with, the mitzvah of ochiach tochiach. So now let's examine the mitzvah a bit more carefully. We'll look at the Rambam, also found on page 1, on the bottom of the page. The Rambam, Hilchos Deos, in Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam more or less expresses what we just saw in the Ramban. Ramban writes what we saw, and now we'll read the Rambam in Perek Vav al Chazayin. Says the Rambam, Haroes chaver shechato shehalach b'derach lo tova, mitzvah lachzir lemuta. You see someone behaving inappropriately, we have an obligation to try to correct that wayward behavior. Ulahodio shu chata, to inform him. The chen, I'm skipping a little bit, the chen tamid chayav adam v'ochicho. And the Rambam says the obligation of tochacha applies even up to what point? The Gemara has an three different opinions. Ad kidei hakor, ad kidei nezifa, ad kidei kolola. But the Rambam passes the halacha ad she'akeu hachote. To such an extent where the fellow becomes so exasperated with your tochacha, he's ready to chas v'sholem hit you. V'yomer lo eini shomea. Then he says, I have no interest in listening to the tochacha that you want to meet out to me. And then the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that we began with. The Chol She'ef should be other Limchos Ve'enu Moche, whom Nitfas Ba'ovo Nevo. The person who's in a position to issue a macha, a protest, does not do so, he's going to be tagged for that Chet, Kevin She'ef Shalom Limchos Ba'em. And the Kesemishna and the Mepharshim indicate that the source of the Rambam is this Gemara in Shabbos that we began with, and Nundalo Mebeis, Nunheim and Aleph, also Sugyan Erchen. So this is the classic din of Hochiach Tochiach. Of course, the Rambam goes on to describe how a person should go about giving this tochacha. One has to be exceptionally careful how one does it. And the Rambam indicates in Halacha Ches, he gives you the parameters. You have to be careful, God forbid, not to embarrass anyone. You have to do it with great sensitivity. You have to be exceptionally cautious and careful that one gives tochacha, and the Rambam more or less describes it at great length in Halacha Ches. So we have here the classic din of Tochacha, and then the Rambam ends an halacha test by telling us that, let's say, for whatever reason, a person is willing to somehow be mochel, even though someone may have treated you in a grievous fashion, someone maltreated you, but you're willing to overlook it and overcome it and be mochel him and not have any feeling of antipathy within you. So the Rambam says, Harezu mides chassidus. That's the ideal madrega that the person should try to achieve. It's a madrega of chassidus in general. Chassidus is translated in Chazal as actions which are lifnim b'shuras hadin. Beyond the din, beyond technically what I'm clear to do, but that's a ideal madrega that all of us should try to strive for to the extent that we can. So now we've more or less encapsulated the basic din of Hocheach Tocheach Hasam Yisecha. There's another famous Gemara. In Yevamos HaSamechei, it's found also on page 1, the left hand side in the middle of the page. The Gemara comments, Om Rabbi Lo Bishuv Alodim HaShavua. The Gemara says, Kishem Shemitzvah Alodim Lomar Dabar HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Adam Shalom Lomar Dabar Sheino Nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah that a person should say something which can be heard, Tolchacha, which the person who is the recipient will be willing to listen to, so too, the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah not to say something that cannot be heard. That is to say, seemingly, that if someone is not going to respond affirmatively, positively, to your Tolchacha, the Gemara seems to indicate that under those circumstances, one should not give Tolchacha. If the result will be of a negative nature, it will have negative consequences, the Gemara says in Yevamos on Samechei, that it should not be done. The question is, what are the parameters of that Gemara? And this is the subject of a discussion among many Rishonim. Directly below that Gemara, there's a Ritva, right there on the spot. The Ritva has a fascinating Chiddush. It's not only his Chiddush, it's also found in the Mukhei Yosef and other Rishonim. And they understand the Gemara in the following way, that there's a distinction how a person goes about and gives the Tochacha. If you take a look at the Ritva, he writes, Kach mitzvah lo lomar davar she'eino nishma, pirush lerabin. But the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah not to give Tochacha. So what does it mean? So the Ritva is mechalek between a yochid who violates an aveira to a rabin. Let's say you have a tzibur, an entire public that does an aveira, does something which is inappropriate. So the Ritva says that this Gemara is addressing that specific situation. A rabbin that violates an aveira, shelo yochicha, do not give him tochacha, especially if they're not going to be responsive in a positive way, they should not be given tochacha. However, he goes on, what about a yochid? Abu l'chaveiro ad hakoh. But when it comes to an individual, a yochid, there's no question, it's a mitzvah of tochacha, even if you know that he's not going to listen to you. So the Ritva says that there's a mitzvah of tochacha ad hakoh. That depends on the three opinions of the Gemara and Erechim that I mentioned a moment ago. One opinion is you continue to give tochacha till chas v'shalom the person might hit you, or till the person might ad kidei nezifa, he's going to respond in a very angry kind of way, or ad kidei klala chas v'shalom he'll curse you. And the Ritva paskins ad kidei hakoh. So there's a distinction between a rabbim and a yochid. That if the rabbim commit an aveira, so the Gemara says if they're not going to listen to your tochacha, so then one should not give them tochacha. But to a yochid, no question that one should give tochacha. That's the opinion of the Ritva. And now let us turn to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which of course is the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya, found on page 2 on the bottom of the page. In Siman Tov Reish Ches, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav actually takes a different tack. And this Shulchan Aruch HaRav is based on a famous Gemara that's found a number of times in Shas. And maybe before we read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we'll read the Gemara, which is right directly in the middle of the page on the left-hand side. It's actually a Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara Daf Lamed, the fourth paragraph of Masechet Beitza, towards the last few lines. It's the Gemara discusses the issue of Tesis Yom HaKippurim. You're well aware that there's a big machlokes in the Gemara and the machlokes of Rishonim whether it takes a Shabbos, or it takes a Yom Tov, a Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan, generally we assume many that the additional minutes that a person is mekabel upon himself, Yom Tov before Yom Tov, or Shabbos before Shabbos, is a Din D'Rabbanan. The Rambam Shita happens to be that Tesis Yom Kippurim. That's a Din D'Oraisa. When I add to the Inu of Yom Kippur, to the five Yisurim that achal upon me, that's a Din D'Oraisa. So the Gemara here talks about Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the Gemara in Beitza. And the Gemara says that sometimes you have individuals, the Gemara here is speaking about women, who may not be aware of this concept, of this halacha, of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says that Hanach Lam Yisrael Mutiv Sheyishovdin Valyum Medvidin. The very famous concept in the halacha that I'm not addressing directly tonight, just indirectly in the Shir, that better they should be Beshogeg and not be Bemezid. And this din is quoted actually regarding Tosfos Yom Kippurim, means they're eating or drinking Kimat till Chashecha, till it gets dark, without adding to Yom Kippurim. So here the Gemara says, I want you not to say anything. Better they should be Beshogeg rather than be Bemezid. And as I said, there's a lot of discussion in Halacha regarding this din. So on this din, is the Shulchan Aruch is commenting, the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya, Rav Zalman Bidiadi, on the bottom of page 2. So we'll start with Halacha Dalet. He writes over here, Noshim Sha'ofo v'shoto v'abin ha'shmoshot mamish v'enon yodot sh'mitzvah v'hosu v'chol ha'kodesh ein v'machim v'yodom. You don't protest. Imu yodua b'vada sh'lo yishmulam. If you know they're not going to listen to what you have to say. So the din is that mutav sh'yishogeg v'yom ezin. Better they should be b'shogeg, doing what they're doing, and it should not be b'mezin. And then he also qualifies this as, this is a very famous qualification, something that's not explicitly written in the text of the Torah. They derive it from a drasha, or it's something that they themselves introduced. So here the halacha is that mutav sheyishogdin v'lo yumezin. Here it's better that one should not interfere, let them do what they're doing. This way they're doing it b'shogeg and not b'mezid. However, in Halacha Hey, he writes, "Avol davar sheyisur b'furish b'Torah." If something is explicit, it's a text, it's a pasuk yichumish. Even though we know they won't be receptive to what we're telling them, the halacha is that a din d'oraisa requires bracha, and he explains because of the din of areivus, because we are responsible for each other, and therefore by protesting, you have taken care of your obligation of Arevus, but he goes on to say, Umikomakom, and here's the part I'm interested in. He says, Lo yochichenu barabim, when it comes to publicly giving tochacha, it should only be done tamachat, only once. Only one time can you go ahead and give tochacha publicly. Abu Yahweh betochacha barabim, the achashibarlo shall come mimeno. But since you know they're not going to be receptive, so then you should only, on a one time basis, give this tochacha publicly, because you know they're not going to be separate from you. And that's what the Gemara says in Yevam B'Samachet. Yishem shemitzvah lo ma davar ha-nishma, kach mitzvah shelo lo ma davar she'no nishma. Something that's not going to be heard, it will not be receptive. The halacha is that on a one-time basis, you can give tochacha b'rabin, but no more than that. However, that's only when you're addressing a rabbi. What about a yachid? Goes on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and says, because the Gemara about Darshins, why the double lashon of Achiach Tochiach? The Gemara says, afilu me'a pavim b'mashma. The double lashon indicates that you have to continue giving tochacha. So to a yochid, to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you have to continue giving tochacha. Ad sheyinzov bo hachote. Shekev sheodia lo ha'isra v'ober la bizadon, chayev kol echad yechad yisrael l'ochichu shenema, ochiach tochiach, afilu me'a pavim. So his understanding of the Gemara in Yevamos on Das Hamachay is different than the understanding that we saw in the Ritva. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a chiddush between Tochacha B'Rabim to Tochacha B'Yochid. That's the distinction that he draws. And so essentially we have here a Machlokas HaRishonim in the Pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos on Das Hamachay. When the Gemara says, Kishem Shemitzvah, Al Adam lo ma'adavar shenishma, kach mitzvah al Adam shelo lo ma'adavar shelo yishama. So the Ritva is mechala between a yochid who violates an avera to a rabbin that violates an avera, a yachid of Eretz Avera, you have to continue giving him talchacha to a rabbin. You don't do so. Mashen to the Shulchan Aruch, he indicates that there's a distinction between a yachid and a rabbin. What's fascinating, and this is the issue which Achronim already addressed, is that seemingly the Rambam that we read a few moments ago, the Rambam does not quote this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos on page number 1 should have cited this din. It's a fundamental din in Tochacha. Just like there's a mitzvah to say over something that will be heard, there's also a mitzvah not to say something that will not be heard, where the recipient will not react in a positive way. The Rambam does not quote this halacha in Hilchos Deos, where he brings the din of Tochacha. Where does he quote it? He quotes it in Shvisas Asar, which is the Dinim of Yom Kippur. If you look on page 2, directly above the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the left-hand side, the Rambam quotes the Din that the Gemara says in Beisa, and the Gemara has it elsewhere, with reference to other matters. There's also, on the same page, next to that Rambam, in Shvisas Asar, there's the Gemara in Baal Basra and Daf Samech. The Gemara has the same principle in a different context. But the Rambam says the following. He writes over there, in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, he tells you in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Noshim She'ochlo V'Shosos Ad She'Chashecha, women who are eating and drinking during this period of time, which will normally be designated for Tosefet Yom Kippurim, Ve'ein Einam Yodo She'Mitzvah La'Hosu V'Chol Al HaKodesh, Ein Mevachu B'Yodom. She'lo Yavohu La'Asob B'Zadom. You don't want them to be bemazed, rather should remain in a situation of B'Shogeg, Shari'i Yevshar, the Rambam says something very striking, a very significant statement in the Rambam, a very significant psychological statement, all of us should be very cognizant of. Shari'i Yevshar, Shi'yeh Shoter Babayi Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Lazir Nashar. We're not policemen, we're not truant officers, that's not the relationship that one should have with one's spouse, but rather, the relationship that one should have is, as we say in the Shema Brachos, Avo V'Yachva V'Shalom Ve'Reves. That's the kind of yachas that one should have with one spouse. So we're not shogrim, we're not policemen. Of course, it doesn't mean we shouldn't learn the halachas. We should teach the halachas that we are aware of, and we should share them with members of our family. But the Rambam ends by saying, "V'hanach lam shi'ushogim v'ayu mezidin v'chein kol adom elazeh." So the Rambam has quoted this din that the Gemara has in Yevamah Samechei, not in Hilchos Deos, where he articulates the laws of Techacha, but rather Rambam quotes it in Shvisas Asar. And this is the question, why is that so? As I said, the Makar of the Din is the Gemara in Beitza, which is right above, on Daf Lamin, and there's a Rosh right next to the Gemara in Beitza. The Rosh is in slightly small print, but I'll just summarize it. The Rosh actually comments that this Halacha that the Gemara says in Yeromis, that Kishem Shemitzah, this din is only applicable if you know that they won't be mekabel tochacha. You know up front that it will not be positive recipients to this tochacha, then this din is applicable. And this is a position which many Rishonim take, especially the Baal Yatesis, many, many places in Shas. Tesis in Baal Basra, which is right next to the Rambam, it treats us also, the Celeste Gemara in Cheska Sabbatim, the Son of the Beis. So Tayshin points this out. Mutav shi yishogim ayu mezidim, b'dava shen yadua im yikablu kishenim chabayim. Im lo, tzorach limchot. If I have a suffix, whether they're going to accept the tochacha or not, will they accept the words of rebuke? Then when there's a suffix, so we apply the halacha, Tayshin says, that you have to be nochev. Kidimur haperek, he quotes the Gemara, "By the way, Ema Gemara and Daf Nunhei in Shabbos, Yom Mamidas Hadin," because he has a diuk from the Gemara that the Gemara has a conversation between the Midas Hadin and Hashem Yisbarach, that the Midas Hadin that is going after Klal Yisrael, prosecuting us. They said, "Tadol Yisbarach, Lufanecha Goli." Even if you know Hashem that the people are not going to be receptive, Lufneim Migoli. How do Klal Yisrael know? How does Klal Yisrael know? How does the person in the position to issue machor, has he known that it was accepted? And that's why they mentioned, that's why they were punished. But if we know definitively they're not going to accept the tochacha, then there's no question. Here we apply the principle of Mutar Shishogin, Value Mezidim. So Tosfos writes this carefully and clearly in Masechta Barabasa, and the same idea is also found in the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos on the top of page 2, and that from him and all the top Tosfos. Also, it's the second item here on page 2 where the Gemara has in Shabbos. The Gemara said that even though they may not be Mekabli, he should still get the Chorus, and Tosfos, he qualifies this. I knew head of the Sufik, in Mekabli. That's only if we don't know whether they'll be Mekabli to Chorus or not. In Amin of Sufik, the same we go. I will head of the Vadim of Mekabli, but if they're not going to be Mekabli to Chorus, you know that it's going to be with resistance and resentment. And it's just going to create another, a further, it will fuel the flames of Machloket, then Hanachlan and Mutash Shishogin, Bari the Mezidim, he quotes the Gemara in Beisa, he quotes the Gemara in Dachkub Melches. So this position is a position that's found many times in Shas, Bali Asesis, express it in Barabasa, Dachamach and Beis, in Abedazar, Dachalav and Aleph, in Shabbos, Dachalav and Aleph. So according to these Yishonim, the principle of Hanachlan and Yisrael, Shishogin, Bari Mezidim, if we know Bivadai, they're not going to listen to the Tochacha. So then that's what the Gemara says, Kishen Shem Mitzvah Loma Dabar Shanishma, Kach Mitzvah Shalom Lomar, Dabar Shalom Yishama. So we have to assume that the reason why the Rambam did not include this in Hilchos Deos, where he mentioned the Din of Tochacha, but rather includes it in Shvisa Sosor, with reference to women who are eating during this period of time, which normally would be Tosef Yom Kippurim, Mutav Shiyashogim. So the Rambam includes it over there, and does not include it in Hilchos Deos. But still, the question really seems to really come to the fore. Why not? Why did the Rambam not include this din in the context of Tochacha? Because it really is a din that seemingly is related to Tochacha. It may very well belong in Shvisa Sosar because specifically it relates to that issue, but it's an overarching din when it comes to Tochacha. So why should it not be included, according to the Rambam, in the halachas of Tochacha that he mentioned in Hilchos Deos? And this question is asked by many of the Mefarshim of the Rambam, but at least the Rambam does quote the din in Shvisa Sosar, even though seemingly he should have quoted it in Hilchos Deos. The Meiri, on page number 1, the lower left-hand corner, so the Meiri in Yevamos has the following comment. Literally, lower left-hand corner, he says, Abu Bishamu Ochiach Tochiach is Amisech Afilu Mea Pamim, even though there's a din of Ochiach Tochiach, Dafok Sheyodeh Shu Mekablo. Only if you know the recipient is willing to hear what you have to say, Obistam, but Salom Sheyodeh Mekablo Unla. You have a suffix. You have a doubt whether he'll be positive about what you're saying to him, so then there's a din of Tochacha. Abu Kol Sheyodeh Mosheyodeh Mekablo, Eino Chayim Mekach. But if you know definitively he won't accept your Tochacha, then there's no obligation. Adrabah. Muzahu, Shalom HaShlech Penina, before of those days. You should not go ahead and throw wormwood at him, if you will. Hu Shamoro, that's what Chazal say, Kshem Shabba Mitzuva, Lava Darsha Nishma, Kach Mitzuva Shalom HaDabah Sheino Nishma, Shenema, Atoch HaKles Pen Yisraeko, Och HaKlechochom, V'yeyaveko. Don't give Tochacha to a letz. A letz is someone, generally we translate a letz as a scorner, as a mocker, someone who's involved in buffoonery and the like. So to that person, you don't give Tochacha. So obviously the Meiri has taken a position which is not the same as the Ritva, not the same as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He's not the chalak between Yochin and Rabin. They made a distinction between Yochin and Rabin. He does not make any distinction between Yochin and Rabin, or b'fnei Rabim, or b'fnei Yochid, if you know that someone will not listen to what you have to say, then that person should not be given to Chacha. He compares it to a letz. The Pasuk says in Mishlei that once you give Chacha to a Chacham, but al tochach leletz pen yisraeka, hochach lechacham b'yeaveka. That's going to give Chacha to a Chacham, who will be positively responsive, will be a positive recipient, and don't give Chacha to a letz. The Sefer HaChinuch, which is found on page 3 of this handout, directly below the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, has a completely different shita with reference to Tochacha. If it's a Dabar Sheino Nishma, he writes over there the following. And this is a fascinating statement, which is very significant and very important. And he writes, take a look at the paragraph that has Midinia Mitzvah. Ma'ashomu Chazal, Shechiv Mitzvah Zo Arakah, Klomar, Shechayv HaMochiach Lahabro Tochotav El Achotei, Akidei Shekarom Achotei Lahakotav HaMochiach. He also passes the opinion of the Gemara in Erechin, Akidei HaKor, that once you give Tochotav, till the point where a person is ready to, Rachman Litzlan, to hit you back. Umikomakom, and now comes a very striking statement. Amu Chazal, Gamskein, She in Yira HaMochiach, Shein B'divrei Tochotav Shum Toelet, Nimtza, if you see that, you're essentially barking up the wrong tree. That's an expression. If you see that, your tochacha will have no impact whatsoever. But then he goes on to say, why will that have any impact? He says something unbelievable. Mitoch gobel resha hachotei, and because the individual who transgressed is steeped in wickedness, osho huish alam b'rasha biyoter, or he's a person who's simply a wicked individual. And he's also a kind of thug, a kind of terrorist. He's someone who has recourse to Rahman al-Utsan, to fisticuffs, and that's how he'll respond to you. Where you're frightened, he might kill you if you give him tochacha. Such a person that one should refrain, one should not give tochacha to such an individual. And then he says, this is the pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. Kishem shemitzvah l'madavah ha'nishma, kach mitzvah l'shtok, v'magav shenadavah nishma. There's an obligation to be quiet if you know that what you said is not going to be heard. L'fi sheyeh b'inyan kalom l'mochiach, v'lo to'el v'asher uchach. You're not gaining anything by this kind of situation because you're up against someone who is, Rachman v'tzlan, could be physical with you. Someone who is intimidating, who could be threatening in a physical kind of way. So this chinuch is a bit of a pella, because it sounds like there's pikuach nefesh involved over here. And of course, some of the pikuach nefesh is done by kolata or kula. So obviously there's no obligation to enter into a sovik sakona. So according to him, what was the chiddush of the Gemara Yevamos when the Gemara says, Kishem shemitzah loma dava nishma, kach mitzah shaloma dava she'enu nishma. According to the chinuch, we're talking about a completely different scenario. The scenario where you're up against someone who's a violent person, who's a thug, who's a fiend, and you don't want to start up with someone like that because it's a topic of Yuach Nevesh. So that's a bit of a chiddush to me, how he took the Gemara Yevamos and applied it the way he did. But going back to the issue that we raised, which is the issue of the Rambam, why the Rambam does not tell this halacha? Why doesn't he bring in the Hilchos Deos where he outlines and formulates the din of halacha? So perhaps, according to the chinuch, he's saying this is not a separate din in techacha. It's not a specific halacha in techacha, but it's a din klali in kol ha'Torah kula, with the exception of three averos, where a person is obligated, of course, to yemeitzer nefesh. This is a din in kol ha'Torah kula, that you have to yemeitzer nefesh outside of the three averos, outside of Gilah Arayi, Shrich HaZdam, and Abed HaZohar. And that's why the Rambam does not quote this din, because it's a Kalabistika din. It's not a specific din that relates to Techacha, and the Rambam of Hilchos Deos is only interested in discussing din of Techacha. But of course, the question then is, so why does he quote it in Shri Sassar? With reference to the specific issue of women and Sasev Zema Kippurim. This is a specific din in Techacha, and it doesn't really belong in Hilchos Sassar. At the end of the day, it belongs in perhaps Hilchos Deos, and if not in Hilchos Deos, certainly not in Shri Sassar. Okay, but the Chinuch understands this to be not a din in Techacha, but a din, as I said, a general kind of din in Kol HaTorah Kula. There's another famous Chiddush of the Sefer Yireyim, which is found on page 4, and a lot of these Mekeres I saw in the Avnei Nezer, which is also found on page 4 on the bottom of the page, going on to page 5. So he also refers to Yireyim, Rabbi Elazar Nimetz. He has a tremendous chiddush with reference to the din of Techacha. So I'll just read part of it. He indicates from the Gemara in Beitza that if you know the Mochiach, Shelo Yekabu Mimenu, that they're not going to accept Yotel Chacha, Veimovim, Shogigim, Tovlem, Lishtok. That's what the Gemara says, Hanachlem, Liyisra, Mutrim, Shiri, Shogigim, Vayu, Mezidim. But then it goes on to say, Vahami, Mila, Bishogigim. When do we apply this principle? Dafka in the situation of Shogig. Avo Mezidim, if someone is going to do an Avera B'mezid, Avo Bishata, Marda, Oncho. Now, by virtue of your machah, by virtue of your protest, you're now going to increase the severity of what he's doing, because till now, he did it b'shoget. And now he's going to be doing it b'mezid by virtue of your protesting. You're telling him. You're telling him, and therefore you gave him hasra, says the Yireim, and the kachum, it doesn't make a difference. The alzen ne'emar, ha'liteu l'rash of yamos, shechayim lo'chicho, you're obligated to give him teichacha, even though now it's going to be a situation amazing. Even though he's not going to be receptive to your tochacha. And then he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. They should have protested this Canaan. The person who could have protested was not aware of the fact that they would not have been receptive to the Tochacham. Okay, I know, because I have this prescience, I have this knowledge, this foreknowledge. They don't have it. Says the Yireim, Mashman, and this is the language which I want to be medayken. It's the last four lines of the Yireim on our page. Mashman, Shimhoya, Golu, Lifem, Hoya, Turin. That had they been aware of the fact that there would have been no reception or negative reception, they'd be potter. Abba Misha over in Mezidim Hayu, even those who violated, who do the Avera, are doing it amazing, says the Yireim and Chiddush Gobel. Hosom Me'einesh Hayu Turin. What would they be potter from? They'd be potter from punishment. They would not receive a punishment. You can't punish them for not giving Machor. And he quotes the Gemara in Shavuos, which is the source of the din of Kol Yisrael Reinu Zol Azeh. The Gemara Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara says, the Choshtu Ish B'Yachiv, says the Gemara, Ba'avon Achiv, Melamed Shekol Yisrael Reim Uzel Azem, Umukmino, the Gemara establishes, the Ish B'Yad Olimchos, when you can protest, Avol Maised Ocheach Tocheach Lo Miftarim. So even though he says, the Yireim, you're putter from Onesh, you won't be punished, but there's still an obligation of giving Tachacha. So he's saying a tremendous Chiddush, that the Din of Halach Ram Yisrael is only in the case of a Shogeg, but there's no mitzvah of tochacha. The mitzvah of tochacha was only said when someone violates a din b'mezid. If someone violates a halacha b'mezid, then there's a din of tochacha. So why does the person have to b'shogeg tell the individual that you're violating a din? That's because the chashul ish v'achiv. Kol Yisrael Reiv and Zelazeh. So we learn out that we're responsible for each other. I am your guarantor, you are my guarantor. But in the case where someone doesn't have air of the mezid, and we know the vadai that he will not listen to me, there's no din of aravus. There's no concept of kol yisrael aravus elazeh, because obviously my aravus is going to fall on deaf ears, and therefore he won't listen to me. There's no chiyav of machah, but the mitzvah say of tochacha says the Yireim lo poka mimenu. That mitzvah of tochacha is still operative, is still extant. Even if you know that he won't listen to you, even if the din of Aravis is paka, but apparently the mitzvah of Techacha is not dependent upon the din of Aravis. There are two separate concepts. One is Techacha, and one is the concept of Aravis. So even if I'm going to give Techacha to a person who's doing an Avera B'mezid and is not going to listen, won't be receptive to my Techacha, I am mechuyev to give him Techacha to such a person, mitam the asay of ochach tochiras amitzecha, even if I'm going to, as a result, increase the severity of his punishment. The mitzvah of tochacha, according to the Yireim, is not what we normally would have thought. We thought the mitzvah of tochacha in general is we want to go ahead and be mekayeh someone, bring him back to the right path. Lahachzir to over the mutav. No, he's saying it's a din of machor. If I see another Jew doing an Avera, and I'm in a position to give him Tochacha, to be Mocha, even though he will not listen to what I have to say, I am obligated to give Tochacha. Ostensibly, what's the reason? Because we don't want individuals outside of that person who's doing the Avera to see what he's doing, and maybe it might be mashpi on them. It might have an impact on other Jews as well. They might see this individual doing something, they say, he can do it, I can do it as well. Now, the Iker mitzvah of Techacha, when you see a person doing an Avera, that it should not create an environment, should not create a tone of kalut when it comes to doing Avera, and therefore I have to respond, I have to react, miyad, immediately, even though it's falling on deaf ears to the individual who did the Avera, he's doing it amazing. This position of the Urayim is quoted the Halacha by the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Ches on page number 3. In the middle of the page, there's only one citation from the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't mention the Urayim, doesn't mention his name, but he says it's the Halacha. The Mechaber quotes this din that we saw in the Rambam, in Shvitas Zasa, the Gemara in Beitza. If you take a look in Tav Reish Ches, Halacha Beis, the Mechaber says, Nashim she'ochlo b'shtotot ad she'chashecha, that's supposed to protest if they don't accept fully Tayyus Yom Kippurim. They literally eat and drink all the way to the Kimat the last moment. And the Rabbi went on to say, Hu Adin, the Chol Dvar Yisur. We applied this principle of Lushu Shogi Loyim Mezidin. And then he went on to describe what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Chilukim, whether it's explicit in the Torah, or not explicit in the Torah. Comes the Magen Avraham, in Sifkot and Gimel, it says, the in Yodea, and this goes on to Ramah. The Ramah says, if I know that he won't hear what I'm going to tell him, so I shouldn't, lo yoma b'rabim lo chichon rak tamecha. We saw this before. I should only, on one time basis, I should give him tochacha. Aber lo yabim tochacha, v'achash yodea shelo yishmaimo. Aber b'yachin chayim lo chichon. We saw the distinction earlier between if you do it b'rabim, give tochacha, then do it only one time. But individually, you have to continue giving tochacha. Says the Magen Avraham, the dafkav sheborov, the dafkav shachote shego, shogeg. Abel machote mezid, if the chote is doing something in a premeditated kind of fashion, willfully, fully aware of what he's doing, nehi demisheno lochicho, enu nena ashkemoso, okay, by not giving tochacha, you won't be punished. So he says, but the halacha tochacha is still applicable. So essentially, he's positioning himself together with the Sefer Yerayim, kimat the same position that was expressed by the Yerayim. And if you look at page 4 at the bottom of the page and going on to page 5, the Avnezer uses this Yerayim to be miyashiv the Rambam. The Rambam that I asked earlier, why does the Rambam not quote this halacha, which seems to be a din of tochacha in Hilchos Deos, in the dinim of tochacha, but rather the Rambam puts it into Shvisa Sosar. So the Avinezer suggests that the Rambam holds like the Sefer Yerayim, that b'shogeg there's no mitzvah tochacha. But the Gemara says in Yevamos, k'shem shemitzvah lo loma adavah shenishma, kach mitzvah shelo loma adavah shelo yishama, we're talking about b'shogeg, that there's no mitzvah tochacha. The only thing there is kol yisrael aveinu zelozeh. And here we say that if he's not going to listen to what I have to say, then the tochacha will just increase the severity of his punishment. There's no din of aveinus. And therefore the Avinezer suggests the reason why the Rambam does not quote this din in Hilchos Deos among the other din of tochacha, because this is a din based on aveinus. It has no shaykhus to tochacha. And the demon of this Gemara, not to say davar she'eino nishma, halach l'am b'Yisrael, that the halacha mitzvah shalom davar she'eino nishma was only said when someone does something b'shogeg, mitam aremus, but not mitam the mitzvah tochacha. That's what the Rambam included it in Hilchos Shvisa Sasa and not Hilchos Deos, because Hilchos Deos is concerned about the dinim of tochacha, and therefore the Avinezer comes to the maskana, comes to the conclusion that the mitzvah tochacha is not for the purpose of bringing a person back to the derech hamutov. And even if I know that he won't listen to what I have to say, maybe I'll still have some impact, and it's still called a shem tochacha, but as far as Aravus is concerned, there obviously there's no obligation of Aravus if the person is going to literally not respond to you affirmatively, but also even throw it back in your face and obviously take it in a very negative kind of way. So it comes out that according to the Urayim and the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah of Techacha is a divim achor, that the idea is that we don't want other people to see what's happening, and it should be a kalut, an atmosphere, an environment of hefkerut, of kalut, and that's why there's still a din of techacham. However, even though the Adonizer suggests this whole thesis of the Rambam, if you read the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not at all mashma, not at all mashma that this is the intent of the Rambam. His language does not seem to suggest at all, the language that we read before in Halacha Zayin, does not seem to suggest the position of the array. So I heard, in the name of in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni Zatzal, a son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda Silva Zatzal from Cincinnati, Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni was a great guy. And so he has another suggestion that I would like to share with you. The Ramban that we read earlier, if you remember, the Ramban translates the pasuk of Achiyat Tochiyach Es Amisecha V'Losis Olav Chet, the Ramban translated, that if I don't give Tochacha, then I will be tagged with the chet of the individual who did the Avera. I'll receive the Omesh that he received. Why? Because I'm in a position to give Tochacha. I don't do so, and therefore I'm going to be punished. The Ibn Ezra writes the same explanation, and that person, Lotis Olam Chet, that the young Neshamit Tshuva also has a similar explanation. Because according to these Rishonim, the Pasuk of Ochiach Tochiach has really an Aseh and a Lois Aseh. The Aseh of Ochiach Tochiach, and the Lav of Lotis Olam Chet, if I don't give him Tachacha, so I'm going to be tagged with that punishment that normally he would have received. But the Rambam that we read in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam is pretty clear the way he presents it. Namely, the Rambam sees in the Mitzvah Tochacha only an Aseh. So what does he do with the Pasuk of Lofis Olav Chet? That you'll read Halacha Ches on page number 1 on the bottom of the page. The Rambam understands with Lofis Olav Chet that you're not allowed to embarrass him. That the Tochacha has to be given in a very sensitive kind of way, properly, appropriately. That's the Gemara in the Erechim, also found here on page number 3. The Gemara indicates that there's a way to give Tochacha to the upper left-hand corner. The Gemara quotes such a position. And therefore, the Gemara says, Yachal afilu mishtanim panav, even if the person, God forbid, turns white or turns colors, is embarrassed. The Gemara says, Tamaloma losis olav chet. It's also a sifra in Pasha Kedoshim. Shalom yalbin panav b'shat tochacha. And in effect, what's very fascinating to me, and this I think is a very important deal, and I mentioned it, I alluded to it earlier at the beginning of this year, that the Gemara in Jabez says, after the Dalai of Abed and Ham and Aleph, you would have expected the Gemara, in the context of quoting this din, that a person who can be moche and is not moche is nitfas. Be'omeshka over Avera, the Gemara should have brought rayas from the Pesukim in Chumash. The Gemara should have cited the Pesukim in Kedoshim. Hocheach tocheach samisecha, velotis olav chet. The Gemara does not do that. The Gemara calls all Pesukim from Tanakh, in Yecheskel, in Mishlei, and elsewhere. The Gemara doesn't call the pasuk that would seem to be shouting to be quoted, Lotis Olav Chet. So it would seem that the Babli, namely the Gemara in Shabbos, or the Gemara in Erechim, both of these Gemaras, there's an assumption, namely that when the pasuk says Lotis Olav Chet, so what are we referring to? We're referring to this halacha. Shelo v'halbin p'nei chavero, Shehu Abayan B'Shah Tochacha. You're not supposed to embarrass anyone, someone who doesn't Avera, when you give Tochacha, it's also to embarrass him. And those essentially we have here a machlokes in the Havan of this Pasuk, Olav Tisol of Chet. What is the Pasuk referring to? According to the Targum Unculus, cited by the Ramban, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, as I mentioned, Ibn Ezra, and this also is borne out by Yalkut in Parashat Kedoshim. Yalkut Shimoni has this actually nimud explicitly in Parashat Kedoshim. It mentions such an idea, which is found in the Targum, so the Targum is not simply saying his own, but it's in Chazal, very, very quickly and very clearly. Namely, Chazal tell us also this limud. The limud is, Amrav Elazar ben Matya, that he made the following statement, in Yesh Dabar ben Chal ve No, Emolo, the Alta Echol Tebo. If there's something between you and somebody else, say it outright, Bekach Nema, Belo Tisa Lav Chet. So essentially, you can become a chote if you don't give machlok. If you don't issue a protest as you should, you're in a position to do so, then you yourself are considered to be a chote, and that's the pshat of Tatum Unkelus. It's also the pshat, as I said, of the Ramban who cites this Unkelus, and it's also the pshat found in Rabbi Yona. And therefore, this is a yalka. This yalka is found here on page number 5, if you want to see it, above the Aderes Elio. On the pages in front of you, Rabbi Elazar ben Matya says it's halacha. So it comes out really there's a fundamental machlokas, as I said, in the Havana of Lo Tisa Lav Chet. When the Torah says, Ochiach Tochiach Samisacha Lo Tisa Lav Chet, according to the Targum Unkelus, Ramban, Rabbi Yonah, the Medrash, it's a lav that devolves upon the Mochiach. The Azura is that a person should give tochacha in order that he should not be tagged with the chet. He should not be tagged with the onesh of the individual who commits the chet. And according to the Talmud Bavli, namely the Gemara in Shabbos that does not quote this pasuk, the Gemara in Echad that does quote the pasuk of Tisa Lav Chet as having reference to not, God forbid, embarrassing the individual who's going to be the recipient of tochacha b'shas tochacha. So it's not a law that refers to the individual who doesn't give tochacha, but rather, when I give tochacha, I have to do it in a certain kind of way. A fundamental machlokes in the havana of this pasuk. And it could very well be, just to explain it a bit further, that according to the Targum Unkelus, and again the Ramban, Rabbi Yona, Lo Tisa Lav Chet is a lav on the mochiach. That if I don't give tochacha, ki'ilu ani misayeya v'chavero b'chet shechata. It's as if I'm helping him in the chet. So basically, the whole idea of tochacha, the hope is that a person will refrain from doing that chet. The whole idea of tochacha is based on, as we said earlier, so if the tochacha will be effective, efficacious, and he'll be purished from that chet, so then, obviously, if I don't give him tochacha, I myself helped him do the chet, and I'm going to be tagged with that onesh. That's cool, so you have a chet. But if it's clear that even after tochacha, he's going to continue doing the avera, it won't make a difference, it won't have any impact whatsoever, then it's not shy to say that if I don't give him tochacha, I'll be over in the lav, ki'ilani misayelo the chet. Because beinkach ubeinkach yavor, and there's no connection between him and the chet of his chaver. Adraba, by giving him tochacha, so now he's going to be over b'meizit b'hatsua the avera. So according to that, the opening of the tochacha is simply mitam arevus. Mitam kol yisrael arevus zel hazeh. If I don't give him tochacha, so I'm a shutaf to the chet, and I have a lav. So it comes in now, according to this shita, the opening of the tochacha is mitam arevut. And where arevut is not shy, namely, if I know the tochacha will fall on deaf ears, will have no impact, there's no mitzvah tochacha. This is according to that shita of Unkelus and the Ramban, Rabbi Yonah and Ashkenaz, according to the Bavli, and the Taras Kodesh that I quoted earlier, the Alkut, that the lav is not under someone who's not mochiach his chaver. The lav of lotisa means that when I give tochacha, do so with the utmost sensitivity. Do so in a fashion where God forbid you should not embarrass anyone b'shor shem mochicha. And that's what the Rambam quotes. So according to that, it has nothing to do with arevus. The lav of lotisa lav chet is not on the mitzvah of tochacha, but it's on the seder, on the way, on the derech I give tochacha. So therefore, there's no shaykh to the din of Arevus, the seventh mitzvah, that when a person does a chet, I should be mocheh, even if I know he's not gonna respond affirmatively, but there's a mitzvah of tochacha, mitzvah the mitzvah of tochacha, which is the mitzvah machor. The mitzvah machor, as we said earlier, we don't want anyone else who sees what's happening to be influenced. And that's the sheikh of the Arev that I mentioned earlier. So it comes out that the mitzvah of shalolo ma'adava she'eno nishma is only when a person is over b'shogeg, there's no mitzvah tochacha, only a din of arevut, but if someone is over b'mezit, where there is a mitzvah tochacha, and the mitzvah is not poka, even if I know he's going to violate the Avera. So it could be, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Dara Nishma, Kach Mitzvah Shalomar Dara Shalom Nishma, he said, even where a person doesn't have Avera, amazing. Even according to the Babli, where the Din of Tokach is not totally on Averus. But still, one can say that if I know definitively that he's going to violate the Avera, there's no mitzvah to give him Tokach, not because the mitzvah Tokach was negated, but rather since the Tokach will just lead to increasing the severity of what he does, and since we know he's going to be over the Avera, and I'll cause him to become even more of a Rahman al-Litzan, more of an individual who is going to be completely distant from Yahadut, so therefore the mitzvah of Tokach, which is a kumbase, is nitche, it's completely deferred. And then we say, Sheva al-Tasa Obib, and though you should not be mafshil a person even more. So the din of Tokach is not poka. If we know it, well, listen, I would say it was nitche. It was simply deferred. And the name is not connected to Tokach. That's why the Rambam quoted Hilchos Deos. But even having said all this, I think the question is still difficult. Why the Rambam did not include all this in Hilchos Deos? And Dafkin Shrisa Sofa. So just another suggestion also of Rav Gershuni Zatzal, and he suggests based on the Aderes Eliyahu, a striking grah on this pasuk. The grah sound over here, and page number 5 in the bottom of the page. The Gemara says on this pasuk, Ocheach, Ocheach, Yochol, you know the fellow's a Russian and he hates you. That you're still mechuyev to give him tochacha, tamalomar, ocheach, tochiach, tamisecha. One of the conundrums that Mefarshim spent a lot of time talking about in this week's parasha of Kedoshim, sometimes the Torah uses the language of achicha, sometimes amisecha. There are a number of different expressions that describe relationships between Jews. So the Aderes Eliyahu quotes a chazal that, what does it mean, ocheach tochiach tamisecha? It refers to someone who's with you, b'torah v'mitzvos, below the Russia. If he's a Russia, it says, ocheach tochiach tamisecha, tamisecha shu ohavcha, v'shehu imcha b'torah v'mitzvos, atochayim ochiach oso. Aber Russia shu sonacha, ein atochayim ochiach oso. The God Miyata Rashayin Ochiach Oso. He quotes the Pasuk of Mishlei, someone's a Rasha, you're not allowed to give him Tokocha. Now, the Rambam Hilchos Deos does not discuss this issue, which is an important issue. Namely, is there a mitzvah Tokocha to a Rasha? Someone who's a wicked person. The Rambam doesn't mention this din, that there's no mitzvah Tokocha to a Rasha. And as a matter of fact, one of the questions that's asked by the Achronim on the Sefer Yerayim, that he said that there's a mitzvah of tochacha, even if someone is not going to listen to me, someone is doing it amazing, there's still an obligation of tochacha. So they ask the kasha that what's going on? This doesn't seem to be in sync with what we just quoted now. That a Russia, sonacha, there's no din of tochacha. And on the contrary, the Sefer Yerayim said, halitela Russia v'yonos. So this is difficult, and perhaps one can answer this. There's a Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin at page number 6, upper part of page number 6. The Rambam tells us over here is where he lays down the Ikri Adas. So he writes over here, Ukvar bi'arnu v'chasheyam v'ha'odim v'sayisodos kulam v'nizbara v'nachta v'ayam v'nichnas v'chlag Yisrael. The Rambam is a very unique explanation of the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Rambam's interpretation is, Kol Mishem Mechuneh B'Shem Yisrael, who's ever called the Yisrael, and what's a Yisrael? Someone who believes in Gimli Karim. Someone who subscribes to the Gimli Karim, even though you may be someone who's an Avayan, but if you subscribe to the fundamental philosophic axioms of our faith, then you're called the Yisrael. If you're called the Yisrael, Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. So the Rambam goes on to say, if you believe, you're nichnas b'chol Yisrael, and then mitzvah li'avo u'l'rachim olam v'linog bo b'chol mashativ Hashem izbarach li'shechaver v'la'avo li'achva. Then the dinim of v'hatarach gamok apply to you. Apilu aslam asher yochol min ha'avera v'machmatava v'itgabut ha'teva ha'garua. even though you may be an avarya, but your avaryanut is primarily a function of sensuality. So you'll be punished. Because you essentially believe you're a mamim, you're called a Yisrael, and therefore you're in the category of the Mishnah. And the Ram goes on to say, but if you're not mechune b'shem Yisrael, because you don't subscribe to these Yigimel Ikarim, the Kotel b'Ikar, the Nikra Min b'Bikores, the Kotel b'Netio, wow. If you're not called in Israel, the Rabbi says, then we throw the book at you. You're a kofir ba'ikar, you're a min, you're not bikaretz. It's a very unusual interpretation of that Mishnah. We always interpret the Mishnah, pshuto k'mashmo, kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek lo mabla. You know the Gemara says, Yisrael ap mishachata, Yisrael hu. Anyone who's a Jew has a chelek lo mabla. But the Rambam has a striking interpretation, and you have to be committed to your Gimli Karim, and then you call the Yisrael. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that if a person doesn't have Avera because of Tava, Bezodo, he's the Chlal Yisrael, and the Rambam says there's a Mitzvah, the Abba, the Rachim Olav, even though this Rambam seems to be not in sync with another Gemara in Avim Sochem, a famous Gemara that the Gemara describes and talks about, someone who doesn't have Avera, the Gemara comments on the possible of Sisna, Sachil, Vavecha. How is it possible to hate another Jew? And the Gemara speaks about the context of Kisire Chavor Sonacha. How can there be Sonacha when the Pasuk says, well, Sisna? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara answers over there, and this is actually well known because of Kug Zatzal, based on the text over there in Sochim, that you're not directing your hate, chas v'shalom, to the individual himself, only to the avera. It's not, God forbid, a personal, mashu personality. It's not a sin of pratik, klatei, that individual. When the Baal HaTanya writes in, I believe, paragraph 9, that the mitzvah, lisnoto machmat harashebo, u'mitzvah li'avo machmat hatov shebo. We're not, God forbid, directing sinner to the individual. So we see that the mitzvah of Atorat Kamocha, by virtue of the fact that a person doesn't have Avera, that mitzvah is not Poka. That mitzvah is still operative, that mitzvah is still relevant, with the exception of being sung in the Avera that the person did. And then we still call the Chal Yisrael, and it's still continued to be included in the Atorat Kamocha. So it could be that maybe when that Medrash said that a Rasha is someone that there's no din of, maybe we're talking about a Russia who doesn't believe you give him current. So he's not considered to be B'Shem Yisrael, according to the Rambam. But not in a Russia who doesn't have a Machmatava, or because of sensual reason, there's still a mitzvah, the Rachim Olav, the Avo, he's still called a Chicha, as far as Tochacha, so maybe there's no Kasha on the Iran. Whatever the case is, as I said, that it would seem that this issue that I've raised is also an issue that may have to do with another famous Gemara that we're all familiar with in Masechet Erchin. The Gemara says, "Amar Atarfon, Tomani im yesh bedor mi sheyachol ochiach." Is it possible today to give tochacha? It's not possible. And Rabbi Gershon says over there, I'll read you his lashon. Rabbi Gershon, Klomar, Shapiu hatovim mikulkalim b'maseyem, ve'elim nicholim ochiach achivrim. Even those who are considered to be upstanding people are also often have some skeletons in their closet and cannot give tochacha. Shim yomu chaveru tu kisem miven shinecha, yachol shivo tu karev v'enecha. So there's never a situation of someone who's perfect. Gemara says, shod atzmecha v'achagam shod acherim, mum shabach, chaltamu v'chabrach, many, many such gemara, all of a shas. And it could very well be that in order to give tochacha, you have to be another mashalim. Otherwise, you can't give tochacha. And therefore, there's an unbelievable chazanish that I saw in Hilchot Deos on page number 6. The chazanish brings a davar nifla. He quotes from the Hagos Maimonides, "Shein anu rashoim lishnoh l'rishoim." Why can we not hate a rasha? Because we're in a situation where it's always lishnei tochacha. Because no one is capable of giving tochacha, No one is capable of handling Tokacha. So therefore, you can't hate a Russia. And he quotes from the Chavetz Chaim from Avat Chesed, the Shem Hagri Molin, the mitzvah lehov et harishoyim mehaitayma. There's a mitzvah to love Rishoyim because of that. And he quotes from the Tshuva to Rami Lublin, ki etzlenu hu tamid kodim tokacha. Shein on the other, lo chiyach. Since we never came to the situation of tokacha, because no one knows how to give tokacha, no one knows how to handle tokacha, so therefore says the Chazanish, v'danilu kanusim. And therefore, it has many halachic ramifications. You can't consider them to be mumrim, with the patim al chalitza, patim al yibam, the chayim, the eden, and shahalacha. So it comes out, according to the Chazanish, someone can be a Russia, asur, lishno oto. You're not allowed to hate him. On the contrary, all the dinim that apply to a Jew apply to him as well, because we are considered to be in the matzav ke'ilu, there was no tokacha. And therefore, again, going back to the Rambam that we raised, the issue that we raised in the Rambam, that the Rambam does not quote this issue of whether a Russia can be given tokacha, not given tokacha, if he's a Russia, perhaps he's not included in the mitzvah of tokacha. So it may very well be telling on how we understand the pasuk of Lotisa of Chet that we quoted earlier. We said the machlokes in the havana of that pasuk. According to the Tanum Hukulos quoted by the Ramban and the Rabbi Yona, you're over at this lab. If you don't get tochacha, you're considered to be as if you're a shutif in someone else's chet. So the whole Indian of tochacha is mitam arevut, and that only applies to amisecha. That im sheitcha achicha sheitcha b'tarav mitzvahs, you become a shutif. You don't give him tochacha, but he's a Russia, so then it's not shayach. He won't listen to what you have to say. You give him tochacha, and therefore that this position, which is the position of the Alka Chimoni or the Taras Kodim that I quoted earlier, that a Russian is no mitzvah tochacha, but according to the Rambam, who cites the Bavli, the Gemara in Erechin, that will see some of Chet Zedin, when I give tochacha, it has to be done with great sensitivity, not to embarrass anyone. It's not allowed, referring to someone who doesn't get tochacha. So according to that, the mitzvah tochacha is not from the din of Arevut, whether he'll hear me or won't hear me. It's a mitzvah that I have to issue a machor. There's a mitzvah that I have to go ahead and give tochacha to someone, even if it will not have any impact whatsoever. And therefore, there's a mitzvah tochacha even to a Russia. There's a mitzvah of chicho, and that's why the Rambam does not bring in this discussion at all with reference to the question whether one is obligated to give tochacha to a Russia or not give tochacha to a Russia. I was going to enter into an entire sugya in Sanhedrin, but it will be rather lengthy, so I'm not going to do so. And what I will do is simply comment on a comment of the Shlach Kodosh. The Shlach Kodosh says in the pasuk that I referred to earlier, that pasuk in Mishlei, the Shlach Melech says, Al tochach leletz pen yisnaeka. Hochach lechochom v'yeaveka. Derech agab, it's kedai if you have a chance to look at the Shlach Kodosh. I'm not that familiar with the Sefer, but the Akdamah to the Shlach Kodosh talks about this Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Dalet and Nun Hey, and he seems to distinguish between two different concepts. One the concept of Techocha, one the concept of Koyisar Avim Zolazer, so that may very well be the basis a lot of the discussion that we had in this year, this evening. But back to the Shlach Kodosh in his understanding of this pasuk. The simple pshat of the pasuk is that a chacham is someone who is receptive to tochacha. A letz, someone who's a scorner, a mocker, where the chazal say kala, misleitzes neizel v'gehenem, he's not open, he's not receptive to tochacha, so therefore a tochach letz, there's no point giving tochacha to a letz, because the result will be sinu chas v'shalom. But rather, you should give tochacha to a chacham, hochach lechacham, v'yeaveka. The Shlach Kodesh has a different interpretation. His interpretation is a beautiful one that reflects the Rambam that we just cited and the Gemara in Erechim. How do I go about giving tochacha? The Gemara said it's very difficult to give tochacha, almost impossible to give. We don't have anyone who's capable of giving. We have no one who's capable of receiving. And that's what the Chazanish paskin that everyone is in the gather of an onus, even a Russia. There's no problem. He still continues to be within the gather of Yisrael. Says the Shlach Kodosh, how do I go about giving it to Chacha? So the answer is I have to give to Chacha the way Aaron HaKohen did. Oyev Shalom, Berodev Shalom, Oyev Sabriel, from the Kavod LaTera. Namely, here's how you approach the person. If you approach the person, you are someone of solid reputation. You're someone who has a besmirched reputation. You're someone who is a valiant. You're an evil person. You're someone who's constantly being caught in all kinds of malkodot, in the thickets of crime, and you're ensnared with averus all the time. If you use that approach, Rahman al-Litzah, that's our tochach lebetz. You're telling a person that he has no value, no self-esteem, nothing to offer, nothing to contribute. Of course, the reaction will be, Penny Sinekha. Chas v'sholem, he's going to hate you. But if you approach an individual, approach another Jew, very carefully, with all the sensitivity that possibly can be mustered, indicating to him that he has a lot of talent, he has so much to offer, he is a chacham, he's a wise person, he's someone with unique, distinctive qualities that no one else has, as Chazal say, everyone is a yachin miyuchad. Everyone has what to contribute. If you take that kind of attack when you approach a person, even though you're going to give him divrei musar, but you essentially present it in the framework of his being a chacham, someone who has a lot of insight, who's very astute, if that's the approach that's taken, that's an approach that shows that he speaks ava. An underlying ava that one has for every single Jew, no matter how far he has strayed, no matter where he's gone, no matter directionally, what kibun he's in, but the intent, of course, is that the tachach is coming mitoch ava. It's not coming mitoch chas v'sholem sinah, when we talk the fact that I'm better than you. A Soloveitchik Zatzal always quoted the Gemara in Brachos. Shem Shani Berya, Apata Berya, Shem Shani Lomit Gadeh Bim Lato, Lomit Gadeh Bim Lati, Shem Atomar, Echad Mabed, Echad Mamid, that maybe I'm better than he is because I do more. I'm a bigger tzaddik. So it says, Echad Mabed, Echad Mabed, Vashi Echad Lima Shamayim. Everyone has a role to play. We don't know what our role is. And Vanachim Lom Nina, Manavar Es Hashem Adbaim Shama. So therefore, don't take an arrogant, chas v'sholem, kind of approach, but rather literally take an approach which is founded completely upon ahava amukah to every single Jew, irrespective of where he's at, or where she's at, or where they're at, whatever madrega they are, but rather the approach should be one that bespeaks ahava v'achla v'sholem v'reos. If one takes that approach, that's what the Shah Kodosh is embedded in the pasuk, ho chach l'chokom v'yeh. You see every other Jew, that's someone of tremendous value, of great worth, of someone who has a lot to contribute. If that's the approach, then there's no question. Mayim rabim lo yuchu l'chavus esa'ava, un'aras lo yishtefua. Yimitein ish, kalhom beiso ba'ava, boz yabuzalo. That should be the tact that we take, Ezra Hashem is barach, whenever we're engaged in techocha. And I would translate techocha. I once heard from Abgurel Zatzal, he said the word techocha does not mean to chastise, but rather means, as he put it in Yiddish, Ibritzeigen. Ibritzeigen means to convince, to persuade, to show some of the beauty of our way of life. And you show them the beauty of our way of life, and you respect that individual for what they have to offer. There's no question that that Ava, which undergirds Yotel Chacha, hopefully that Ava will, Yitz Hashem, have an impact, have a great impact on that individual. So halavai, we should all be zeichah. If we do get to chacha, let's be careful and learn the lesson of the Shlach Kadosh and do it from a perspective of mayim rabim v'yichlu abba says abba. And Ezra Hashem is barach. That abba should hopefully reach the hearts of the individuals that we're trying to talk to. And this way, we'll have oz nidru yirei Hashem yishoy eyu v'yakshir Hashem v'yishma v'yikosei the same as the Torah l'fadav v'yashem v'luchosh yishma. Shavua tov.